He said some folks don't, but that's okay. They won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. But when it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden in the White House Rose Garden on the day after the election.
Yesterday, I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
Donald Trump has been meeting with advisors in West Palm Beach, discussing who he wants in his new cabinet. Federal Reserve officials poised to reduce a key interest rate for a second straight time this afternoon, the amount expected to be a quarter percentage point. Closing arguments today in the murder trial of Richard Allen, accused of killing two young teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana, 7 years ago. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been cut down and will arrive in New York soon. The giant Norway spruce from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, was hoisted onto a flatbed truck by crane this morning. It will eventually be decorated with 50,000 multicolored lights. This is ABC News. Police are investigating a tour bus crash on an interstate outside Rochester, New York. 28 people were injured, one critically, when the bus overturned in the town of Chilai. Another strong storm blowing in the Gulf of Mexico. People there from the southern tip of Texas to the Florida Keys are keeping an eye out.
Slamming into Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane Wednesday, Rafael quickly weakened to Category 2 status as it lashed the island with 105-mile-an-hour winds. It's now cleared Cuba and is drifting toward the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Some computer models have it making landfall on the Texas coast. Others have New Orleans in the crosshairs. And some forecasts predict that Rafael will die a slow death in the central Gulf. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In South Carolina, the search is on for 43 rhesus monkeys, the primates escaping from a research facility Wednesday night. The Yamassee police and Beaufort County Sheriff warning people to lock their doors and stay away from the monkeys. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Rulau. A happy high-pressure system settles in today, clearing those clouds and allowing the sun to shine bright. High temperatures will reach the low 50s today with a southwest breeze. Then tonight, we fall crisp to near freezing. And for tomorrow, a warm-up. Under abundant sunshine, we reach the mid-50s. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Tammy Baldwin declares a win in a close U.S. Senate race. According to unofficial returns from the Associated Press, the incumbent Democrat Baldwin led Republican Eric Hovde by nearly 29,000 votes, with 99% of precincts reporting. That's a difference of 0.9%. Hovde says he's not conceding. Democrats make gains in the Wisconsin Senate. New district maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and approved by Republican lawmakers helped Democrats peel off four seats in the state Senate, leaving Republicans with a narrower 18-14 majority. And multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls, effective January 17th. The company says the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose their jobs in Chippewa Falls.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Munkins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers are us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. No one is saying how many workers at the Leinenkugel Brewery in Chippewa Falls will lose their jobs when the brewery closes. Molson Coors, which owns the Leinies brand, yesterday said it would close the historic brewery in Chippewa Falls and move beer production to Milwaukee. The company says they are looking to centralize brewing in Milwaukee. The Leinie Lodge and the Pilot Brewery next door will remain open. The closing is scheduled for January. Two people were injured in a single vehicle accident in Martell Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 41-year-old Sandra McDonald of Baldwin was traveling westbound on 799th Avenue when she entered the ditch while attempting to make a right-hand turn onto Highway 63 northbound. McDonald and a 3-year-old passenger were taken to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. A Sparta man is facing homicide charges in connection with the drunk driving crash that killed a construction worker last week. 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. is accused of crashing into a piece of construction equipment after losing control of his car near Oakdale November 1st. The crash killed the 35-year-old operator. Morales is now facing charges of reckless homicide, first-time OWI, and various reckless driving felonies. He's being held in Monroe County on a $250,000 cash bond and will be back in court in December. Wisconsin got close to record turnout for this week's election. The state's election commission yesterday said 72.6% of people who are eligible to vote did vote Tuesday. That's just below the record turnout of 73.2% in 2004. In all, the Elections Commission said 3.4 million people voted in this year's election. The big draw, of course, was the presidential race. The commission says about 30,000 fewer people voted in the state's U.S. Senate race and 193,000 fewer people voted on the state's citizens-only voting referendum. Locally here in the city of Durand and town of Durand, they both reported about 90% voter turnout. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The company that employed a man who died in a water tank in Wisconsin will have to pay nearly $60,000 in fines after a settlement. Carlos Medina of Texas was working on the Blair water tank in March when he became cold and fatigued. OSHA says his equipment was tangled and other workers weren't able to pull him out in time. Liquid Engineering Corporation of Kentucky was cited with 7 serious OSHA violations. The company will have to provide proof that they've corrected all violations as part of the settlement. A paraeducator at Menominee High School will be sentenced in February for sexually assaulting a student. Quinton M. Williams pleaded no contest Tuesday to 1 count of sexual assault of a student by school staff. Williams was charged last October after the student told investigators she started talking with Williams over Snapchat. She said they began a relationship and that he also gave her alcohol. As part of the plea agreement, prosecutors will recommend 1 year in jail, probation, registering as a sex offender for 15 years, and that Williams will not work with people under the age of 18. Prosecutors in Rusk County are moving ahead with charges against a registered sex offender who they say lied about where he was living. Michael Krause has been on Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry since 2004 after he was convicted for child sexual assault. He's supposed to let the state know where he lives, but investigators said he lied about living in Bloomer. They also say Krause was babysitting children. Before moving to Bloomer, prosecutors say Krause was homeless in Ladysmith. The election is over, and now the yard signs must go. Wisconsin law says people have 7 days from yesterday, the day after the election, to pull their political yard signs from their yards. That includes the bigger signs that are often put up on busy streets and corners. It will be up to local authorities, however, to decide what to do if people don't get rid of their signs quickly enough. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin's nine-day gun deer season runs from November 23rd through December 1st this year. Department of Natural Resources Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says a mildly dry summer and fall could impact the deer harvest.
In the farmland part of the state, corn harvest is well ahead of schedule at this point, and that will probably be the case as we lead into the gun season. And in areas where there's a lot of corn on the landscape, that can be a significant factor in terms of the amount of cover that's on the landscape and being able to see deer if they don't have that standing corn as additional cover.
Pritzel says the season is the latest it could be under state law. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Rilau. A happy high-pressure system settles in today, clearing those clouds and allowing the sun to shine bright. High temperatures will reach the low 50s today with a southwest breeze. Then tonight, we fall crisp to near freezing. And for tomorrow, a warm-up. Under abundant sunshine, we reach the mid-50s. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off in Baltimore tonight, where the Ravens play host to the Cincinnati Bengals in an AFC North battle. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Ravens are 6-3. The Bengals are off to a 4-5 start. Packers in their bye week and won't return to practice until next week. They will take on the Bears in Chicago a week from Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on his team through 9 games.
I think our guys are working hard. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, which is exciting to me. The fact that we've been able to win 6 games in various ways, I think that is a credit to our guys. I do think we got a resilient group.
Edge rusher Preston Smith joined his new team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, on Wednesday. Smith dealt by the Packers on Tuesday before the trade deadline for a 7th-round pick.
To be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. It's like, you know, I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates. And, you know, I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's Preston Smith. Marquette, Middleton, Germantown, and Hamilton all advancing to the semifinals of the WIAA Boys State Volleyball Tournament in Green Bay this afternoon. The girls begin their 3-day run at the Resch Center today as well. College volleyball, Marquette sweeping Butler in Big East action last night. The Golden Eagles improved to 12-1 in Big East conference play. They will host Creighton on Sunday. A pair of 1-6 teams hook up at Fiserv Forum tonight as the Bucks host the Utah Jazz. Bucks play five games in a seven-day stretch and still no Chris Middleton, who's rehabbing from double ankle surgery in the offseason. College basketball tonight, the Badgers hosting Montana State at the Kohl Center, and UW-Milwaukee is on the road at Northern Iowa. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
An experienced Championship Four are set to compete for this year's Xfinity title. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle nine. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Championship Four has been set in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and consists of four drivers that have experience running for championships. Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, and AJ Allmendinger are racing for their first title in the series, while Cole Custer is going for his second consecutive. Custer believes his Stewart Haas Racing team is in a similar position this year from last when he won the title.
I think really similar, honestly. We've had speed. We've been in the mix. It's just a matter of what you bring this last weekend. So we're confident what we brought last year, and we'll try and do the same thing this year.
Our live coverage of Saturday's Xfinity Series Championship race is set for 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Human athletes can have problems with joint and muscle pain, and so do athletic horses. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If you push your horse to the limits, watch out for hock lameness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
It's such a shame when a beautiful athletic horse is affected by hock lameness in his hind legs and then he can't run or jump anymore. This is a common malady in performance horses that push from their hind end, stressing the hock joints. Doug Novick specializes in horse veterinary care. He says the condition starts out with inflammation, then progresses to arthritis. The horse can end up with a joint fused together. Novick says you can prevent hock lameness by watching for subtle signs.
Jumping horses will sometimes either refuse to jump or even more subtly start jumping off to one side or the other. Occasionally you'll see back pain. Another common thing I hear is a horse starts out stiff and then warms up, so it takes a while to get them going where they used to just come out and be free-flowing. Horses won't go down hills, or when they go down hills, they start walking sideways.
If you notice your horse displaying any of these symptoms, there is a variation of treatment.
It can be anything from simply giving the horse rest and or giving the horse some pain medication. What I do very, very commonly is joint injections, putting medication directly into the hock joints that are affected, or you can try prophylactic treatment with systemic joint medications given either intravenously or intramuscularly.
The outcome might be better if there is only inflammation and not arthritis, and if it's early on in the disease, just one treatment might take care of it. However, most people continue to put the horse through the activity that caused the inflammation, so the horse will likely need periodic treatment. Learn more about hock lameness at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
51 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 10 to 20.04, December up 12 to 19.14, January up 12 to 19.25, February milk up 5 at 19.22. Meanwhile, cheese markets, barrels down 1 to 180, 40-pound blocks steady at 175, no trade on the day. Cash butter down 1.25 to 260, 6.25, no trades on the day. And dry whey up 1.25 to 63 even, and 4 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are moving mostly mixed today, as the export report wasn't really anything for the live cattle complex to dote over, as the report highlighted a marketing year low for beef exports. But thankfully, the jump in the Dow Jones yesterday continues to push a strong underlying supportive nature throughout the live cattle markets. There have been some bids in the north, but really no cash trade has occurred yet, and boxed beef prices were lower. Some of the nearby feeder cattle contracts were trading slightly lower, but overall the market's trading mostly higher. Now, between the support of the live cattle complex and the continued support of strong buyer demand in the countryside, the market has some of the support it needs to continue to move mostly higher in some of the deferred contracts, but some of the nearbys are still moving lower. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving mostly lower, given the market's export sales report, which highlighted a marketing year low for the hog market, and the fact that morning carcass prices were down over a dollar. It isn't surprising that the hog markets are trading mostly lower. December live cattle still up 27 cents. cents to 185.67. February up 20 cents to 186.92. April down 17 cents to 187.62. November feeder cattle down 2 cents to 247.67. January down 7 cents to 243.95. March down 2 cents to 241.72. December hogs down $1.05 to 81.07. February down 20 cents to 84.95. April down 12 cents to 88.60. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are moving up mostly lower with flat to softer spread action, with the trade edging back from the fresh high that was touched overnight. Rains look to continue for much of the corn belt. Now, the daily export wire saw another 120,000 metric tons of corn booked by unknown. Weekly export sales were also really strong, but we have that crop report coming out tomorrow. Meanwhile, soybean futures, they are moving mostly higher today, with strength pushing back towards the middle of the trading range, with oil scoring fresh highs. South America continues to see little short-term issues with their planting. Meanwhile, the export sales were solid at 2.037 million metric tons. But again, we also have that crop report coming out tomorrow. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower today. Storms are expected to bring good coverage to the plains into mid-month to boost early growth. Mativ wheat is also a bit weaker. Weekly export sales were okay, but the market moving lower. December corn down 1 to 425 and a quarter. March down a half to 438 and a half. May down a half at 445 and a quarter. New crop 25 down 2 and a quarter to 443 and a half. November beans up 7 to 1001 and a half. January up 9 and a half to 1013 and a quarter. March up 9 and a quarter to 1024. New crop 25 up 5 and a quarter to 1037 and a quarter. December soybean meal down 280 to 295.60, but December soybean oil up $1.79 to 48.13. December and March wheat both down 5. December at 568 and a quarter. March at 586. Minneapolis wheat, December down 5 and a quarter to 6 and 1 quarter. March down 6 and a quarter to 621 and a quarter. Energy markets are higher today. December crude oil up 86 cents to 72.55. January up 87 cents to 72.11. Meanwhile, December gas up 2 cents to 205. January up 3 to 203. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Tri-National Accord discussions were held recently, and it included foreign animal diseases and trade. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Foreign animal diseases and agriculture trade were among the topics during the Tri-National Agriculture Accord hosted last week by NASDA, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The meeting brought together agriculture leaders from across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Ted McKinney, CEO of NASDA, says one of the main goals for ag leaders throughout the states and provinces across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico was to put together a plan to coordinate their efforts in the event of containing the spread of a foreign animal disease, such as African swine fever.
Everybody, I think, knows that African swine fever is in the Dominican Republic, which is not too far offshore from Mexico. Mexico's worried that they don't want it, and we, of course, don't want it. And then, of course, Canada, they too could find it. if we're able to find the funding, we're going to do a very significant tabletop exercise that includes all three countries and just really work through to make sure that we identify what gaps need to be filled. Where are there inadequacies? What more can we all do on that fateful day if it ever does hit one of our countries?
Even though Mexico's import ban on biotech corn was put into place by their previous president, Andres Manuel López Obrador, McKinney hopes that having discussions with Mexican state agriculture leaders can help overturn the ban with the new president, Claudia Sheinbaum.
We still have some things to resolve, the major point being in November when the Dispute Settlement Committee of USMCA will rule on whether Mexico is right or if they've been wrong. And I hope the new president will abide by that. She's a PhD scientist. So if you're going to believe in the science, here's the great example of a leader that should be believing and following that.
He adds that this year's meeting also included the chance for state and provincial ag leaders to meet face-to-face with many of the leaders from within the agriculture industry.
And I mean industry from Canada, industry from the U.S., and industry from Mexico. We're all there. And it was quite the hit. It's civil, it's diplomatic, it's respectful. It highlights things that some of the state government leaders did not know. And so we're going to continue to build on that because it's the industry and at some level the farmers that are on the cutting edge of all this. They're the ones that see what's working, what's not working, what's threatening them, what's keeping them awake at night.
Next year, the Tri-National Agricultural Accord will be hosted in Mexico. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. retail sales volume of potatoes was up 5.4% in July through September compared to the same period last year. Every category where volume rose, including fresh potatoes, chips, frozen potatoes, refrigerated potatoes, and deli-prepared sides, saw increases of more than 5%. Total dollar sales were stable at $4.5 billion for the period, and consumer prices declined 5.3%. Frozen potatoes saw the largest volume increase of 6.6%, followed by chips at 6.5%. Volume only decreased for instant potatoes, down 1.4%, and canned potatoes, down 5%, which represented 6% and 0.6% of volume sales, respectively. Industry analysts say the Farm Assistance and Revenue Mitigation Act, sponsored by Mississippi Representative Mike Kelly, may be too much money for Congress. The estimated $21 billion cost might make things more difficult for a new farm bill. Kelly says his bill keeps farmers in operation despite high costs and lower commodity prices, and it's supported by a dozen of America's biggest farm groups. Analysts in a FarmDoc Daily blog estimate that for the major commodities with a specific payment rate calculation outlined in the legislation, the Farm Act would result in $21 billion in ad hoc support payments to farmers. The bill may also be interpreted by those on Capitol Hill of evidence of U.S. farm policy shortcomings, and that might delay work on the next farm bill into 2025. Kelly's bill would allow payments of up to $350,000 per farmer. The farm program typically sets a limit of $125,000 per farmer. The House and Senate Agriculture Committees will see changes to membership during the 25 legislative session. Farm Policy News says at least two incumbent representatives, New York Representative Marcos Molinaro and Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, were not reelected. Representative Molinaro had served on the committee since his election in 2022, but lost his race to Democrat Josh Riley. On the Senate Ag Committee side, incumbent Brown lost his race to a Republican challenger, Bernie Moreno. There were several incumbents who did win re-election, including Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden on the House Ag Committee, along with Deb Fischer, a Nebraska Republican who held onto her Senate seat, beating challenger Dan Osborne. Iowa Representative Zach Nunn held onto his House seat in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, along with Angie Craig, a Minnesota Democrat. September U.S. pork and beef exports were higher year over year. That according to data from USDA compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports are well positioned to set annual volume and value records in 2024. September pork exports totaled 238,000 metric tons, up 8% from last year, while value climbed 6% to $685 million. Pork exports through September were on a record pace to Mexico, as our shipments to Central America, Colombia, and several Caribbean markets. Through the first three quarters of the year, pork exports were 5% higher above last year's pace at 2.3 million metric tons, with a value 7% higher at $6.36 billion. U.S. beef exports reached 103,000 metric tons in September, up 5% year over year, while export value rose 6% to $843.8 million. January through September, exports increased 5% in value to $7.82 billion, despite volume dropping by 2% to 960,000 metric tons. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Expect a dry and windy day today in our ag weather forecast. We'll have west to southwest winds gusting up to 20 to 25 miles an hour throughout the day. It'll be sunny and dry again for Friday with lighter winds. Then we'll expect some showers and storms by Saturday afternoon through Sunday, and then a couple of dry days Monday and Tuesday before more unsettled weather returns for the middle of next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 60 to 65%, southwest winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 31 to 36, relative humidities at 88 to 93%, west winds at 7 to 12, gusting to 25. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 52 to 57, relative humidities at 47 to 52%, northwest winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the north late. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Monday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 55 to 60. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with say good love. Well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things are whispered in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. I get past second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry, doing what she likes. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things are whispered in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes. Yeah.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. Trying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile, take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Still too young to care. I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in, and wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress' eyes he sees the same old light is shining. And thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. I'm stuck in.
When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines.